The California Water Institute at Fresno State is helping us to better understand the importance of water throughout the Golden State.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're unpacking a term you hear all the time in Valley Water conversations. Imported water. What it means, where it comes from, and why it matters so much to the San Joaquin Valley. If you spend any time around farming, water district managers, or groundwater discussions in the valley, you probably heard someone say, "We didn't get our imported water this year," or "Imported water helped reduce pumping." But that phrase can sound mysterious if you don't live and breathe water policy. At its core, imported water simply means water that does not originate in the San Joaquin Valley's own rivers and groundwater basins. Instead, it's water that's captured somewhere else in California and delivered here through large, state and federally operated conveyance systems, canals, and aqueducts that act like plumbing of the state. Instead, it's water that's captured somewhere else in California and delivered here through large, state or federally operated conveyance systems, canals, and aqueducts that act like the plumbing of the state. To understand why this matters, it helps to look back at history. The San Joaquin Valley is incredibly productive, but it's also naturally dry. Early agriculture relied heavily on groundwater pumping, and local rivers like the Kings, Cahuilla, Tule, Kern, and San Joaquin. By the early 20th century, it became clear that pumping alone wasn't sustainable. Water tables were dropping, and something had to change. That's when California made the bold decision to physically move water across vast distances. Massive projects were built to capture water in wetter regions, especially Northern California, and transport it south. These projects reshaped the valley. Today, when people talk about imported water, they're usually referring to deliveries from the two major systems. First is the Central Valley, or CVP, a federal system that moves water through the Delta Mendota Canal, the Fry and Kern Canal, and the Madera Canal. Second is the State Water Project, or SWP. This system captures water largely from Northern California reservoirs and moves it south through the California Aqueduct. Because imported water is often what determines how much groundwater gets pumped. In wet years, when SWP and CVP deliveries are available, farmers and water districts can rely more on surface water and give groundwater basins a chance to recover. A simple rule of thumb can help make sense of all of this. If water is delivered through the big backbone infrastructure, like the California Aqueduct, the Delta Mendota Canal, or the Fry and Kern Canal, most people in the San Joaquin Valley would call it imported water or project water. If it comes directly from local rivers, reservoirs, or wells, it's considered a local supply. As California moves forward under the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, understanding this distinction becomes even more important. Imported water isn't just a bonus. It's a critical tool for balancing surface water use, reducing overdraft, and planning a more resilient water future for the valley. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights, and don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.